英语优选, an easier way to remember the words, a simpler way to understand the world. From word to world, join us, word of the day. 英语其实很简单, AU English. You're listening to 英语优选, AU English. Today's keyword is birth. Birth. When a woman gives birth, she produces a baby from her body. 出生诞生一个人类的宝宝到底是从哪里来的呢？这个我们之前讲到 egg 这个词的时候说过哦， egg 卵子，不记得的同学可以找那期节目来听。今天呢，我们一起来研究一下坐月子。话说一个充满好奇心的英国小哥前不久不远万里来到中国体验了一把坐月子，用亲身经历再次证明了一个宇宙真理， No 坐 no die, why you try?At first, the British guy thought that 坐月子就是 sitting the month. 这充分证明了这个天真的英国小哥并不了解事态的严重性哦。坐月子光坐着可是不行的。Confinement 才是更加正确而适合的表达。Confinement 除了坐月子之外还有监禁、限制的意思。这个英国小哥第一天就被要求带上 fake boobs, C cup O.但这仅仅是一个开始，
一个开始，开始。
He had to learn how to feed the babies, how to bath the babies, and how to comfort the babies when they cry, and many others how to. 在他终于完成一系列任务之后，小哥终于激动地盼来了这享誉全球的 Chinese food. 烤鸭、排骨、烧鸡 ,No. 红豆小米粥、白水猪蹄汤。估计当时小哥的内心是崩溃的，这还不如回去吃 fish and chips 呢。为了让他体验更加真实，热心的中国工作人员呢，还免费的让他体验了一把产后疼痛啊。用夹衣服的夹子把小哥的肚皮夹得色彩缤纷，姹紫嫣红，那叫一个好看。After he escaped from this hell, the British guy wrote a very, very long article. 他将世界哭诉了自己的经历。Here are some sentences from his article. I had the devil baby section where it drove me crazy, crying for half an hour straight. 哭了半个小时，小哥你也太夸张了吧。I get red bean soup for dinner, while the staff get McDonald's. 我晚饭喝红豆汤，他们这些工作人员竟然吃麦当劳。It seems like this British guy had a lot to say during the 24 hours experience.中国妈妈们为了孩子承受了多少，可能只有亲身体会了才能真正的了解哦。So give your mom a call and tell her you love her. By the way, 会在上海纽约大学举办中美大学生对话哦，大家有空的话都来玩啊。